What's that?
More.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, today is February 3rd.
You know what I like? MTV.
You like MTV?
I like
Faces. Uh-huh, so do I. Anyway, Martin was, we told Martin's eggs didn't have any tails in them, and after a little while he said, they don't have any heads. And got confused about heads and tails from the coin and started to apply the notion of heads and tails to his eggs, where eggs only have tails. They don't have heads. So it's sort of a malapropism in this case. Yes, Martin, go ahead. What do you want to say? Yeah.
Never mind.
Did you sing that preschool?
Oh, I think no one knows that.
Do they ever sing Beat Up at preschool?
Beat Up?
Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe
Mark
would like to take
the
cake to preschool for
Sharon.
Huh? Want to take the cake to preschool?
Why?
We'll take
the cake.
Do you have a tape recorder then?
Well, take ours.
Can I take that tape? I'll leave the tape up in my room.
Of course, tape recorder.
Yeah, the tape.
You need breakfast first, not now.
But why not?
Yeah.
Where's my toes?
Coming. Where is it coming now?
Ew, butter!
No, I'll take the butter up. I don't have any what? Breaking heart? Sure I do. I have a broken heart.
Uh-uh.
If you don't eat your food, my heart will break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it, my heart will break. Where did you have them before?
In this part.
What's the name of that part?
I don't know.
What do you think it's called?
Reason?
Yeah. I told Ross and Mark that the birds didn't like our new bird feeders. Too close to the house, and they think we're going to bite them. And Mark said, huh? I said, they think we're going to bite them. And they said, they're going to bite us, he said. I said, no, they think we're going to bite them.
Yesterday, Ross, Mark was walking around with a carrot going, yeah, what's up, Doc? And, of course, he looked darling doing it, and he looked just like Bugs Bunny. And Ross smiled or said, yeah, what's up, Doc, back. Mark thought that was so neat, he kept it up. And he kept on walking around going, yeah, what's up, Doc? And every time he did it to Ross, Ross looked a little less interested. About the 10th time he walked around to Ross and said, yeah, what's up, Doc? Ross turned and did the same carrot munching move and said, yeah, shut up, Doc. The thing of it was that the timing was absolutely perfect.
After that, Ross went around saying, nah, shut up, Doc.
He realized what a clever
he realized how clever it was, and then he started overdoing on that one, too.
I was taking issue with someone on television who had said, it is her. And I was saying, he should have said, it is she. Because they say, it is she, it is he, it is I. It is you, it is I, it is he, it is she. And Ross said, you mean like Luke Skywalker says, it is I who should face Lord Vader.
Ross, what did you say about when Uni went into Big Bird's place? You said, we gotta turn these lights off. You said it wasn't very polite to tell Big Bird that his nest was all full of six. And I said, yeah, but Ross, if you got in that nest, you would feel bad. You wouldn't feel very comfortable. And I said, maybe you shouldn't have gotten in. He said, yeah, I wouldn't have even asked. And I said, I wouldn't have even asked. He said, why do you always have to stain something? I was staining the bench with wood stain. He says, because it have to be prettier? And I said, yeah. He said, I can't believe how much prettier it have to be. What he meant, I guess, was I like that it's getting, can't believe how much prettier it's getting. Oh, good, good, good. That's great. Hi, Ross, how you doing? A little early for you to get up, isn't it?
Besides, it's not school today.
That's right. You can get up as early as you want, right?
I'm glad that you're watching me again.
I'm staying.
Yeah. I told Mom I was staying in pink with gray.
I bet you did.
Yeah. I know what.
Look at what Ross got last night. And you get to use it.
You get to have it, Ross.
Dad.
Yeah.
When I'm first reading, maybe you can
try. Yeah, Mark, maybe you can get to read it pretty soon.
I didn't know you were away at school, hurry.
No.
No, today is at school.
Careful, Ross, don't knock over Martin's.
Said I only have cheese bits once a day and then it's done for it. Now eat your whole cheese bit, Mark. No. You.
Want to see something I made? Mark said. What I'm making, I mean.
Hear us record that he said, I mean, I'm making it. Oh, never mind. That's right, he obviously is making. It's not something he makes. The correction was important. Mark, he said, if one part of our family is being mean, they still go up to the forest, right? Which means that still is not the word, because that's the only case that they go up to the forest is when they're being bad. When they're being, it's not mean it's bad. When they're being bad, right, Mark?
Mm-hmm. But.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot.
No, no,
no. Well, there's houses and stuff.
Yeah. Just up behind our house.
Yeah, not just behind our
house. Oh, yeah. Daddy said, yes, you're not, Mark said, Daddy, I guess you're not staying here for the rest of your life. Why, Mark?
Mean a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark said because he's mean a little bit. Why? What do you mean, Mark?
Because he's mean a little bit.
So what happens to me?
Let's stay somewhere forever.
Where?
Forever.
Where?
No more. Because only God knows everything.
Mm-hmm. That's true, Mark. But you know a lot of things.
Only a lot, but not everything.
Who knows everything?
Hmm?
Who knows everything?
God.
Good. I said, I'm a werewolf, and Marky said, no, only the werewolf can do that magic with their teeth. Maybe with their teeth, and maybe with their claws, and maybe with their fingernails. Right? And Marky said, they might can do it, after he heard me recording that. In other words, maybe they can do it, they might can do it. Nice way of forming the verb there. Marty said, I want you to blow my balloon. Blow my balloon. And Ross said, and he started screaming, and Ross said, you're blowing it, Mark. Obviously trying to make a pun on blowing. And Mark, he didn't get the joke. He said, I want you to blow my balloon. And he said, no, you're blowing it. Ross said, no, you're blowing it. Looking for his gum, and he's running all around. He said, now I know. Ross, he said, please, and had to break that one piece of gum. Help Ross get ready for school, okay? You want to treat?
Mark is saying people have to do people stuff, and I'm a people, and you're a people, and everyone has to do people stuff. I don't quite understand this. When you do people stuff, what is it you do?
They do people stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People stuff and people stuff.
Like what?
Baking.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing
your nose?
Yeah. Eating.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think that you're a people and you should, and that's why you need to learn how to blow your nose?
Yeah, because people have to learn everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to learn how to bake, but I don't bake at first. At right. First, if you're a kid, you can't bake, right? But if you're a big guy, you can bake.
How come?
But maybe chunks can't.
Well, how come you bake when you're big? And not when you're little.
Because when you're little, you might get burned on the hand.
What about blowing your nose?
Well, that's a bigger important thing.
Do you know how to blow your nose?
Nope. I'm going to get it out of school this time.
You what?
I'm going to get out of school this time.
Out of the what?
I'm going to get another spoon this time.
Oh, another spoon. Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to teach Mark how to blow his nose just before this, and that's what prompted that first remark about people things, I think. Because I said, well, you'll learn. You'll learn how to blow your nose, won't you?
Uh-huh. I think I will.
Well, what kind of people things do you know how to do now, even though you're little?
I can play, and ride a horse. I mean, no, I don't mean a real horse, I'm a tamed one.
Mm-hmm.
I can ride a merry-go-round bunny. Can we go to that sun store today?
The store?
The sun store that has the merry-go-round.
Oh.
The merry-go-round and that thing that those horses that stay in the place and jump, and stay in their own places.
Oh. Jump, and stay in their own places.
But today I want to go on the merry-go-round, okay?
Well, we'll see. Maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe I'll take you there. A little later.
I mean when school is done for both of us.
Oh, no. I'll take you earlier than that.
Huh?
I'm going to take you before that. You want some more tea? You need cream for that, don't you?
No.
You don't want any more cream?
No.
Tea?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know what.
Huh.
You can put this in back. You can keep this in my cup.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get back, you can drink mine with sugar and your cream. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll get dressed.
Oh, okay. Good. Good idea.
Can you walk come with us?
Yes.
Yeah. Hold him for a while. Forever. And when I get my clothes down here, I'll pet him like, and then I'll go.
And let him go.
Okay.
And then squeeze him and kiss him.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do everything we want to do.
We'll do everything we want to do.
Hey.
What is it?
These are laying out somewhere. Maybe they were laying out in the hall.
What letter is this?
Y.
B.
I mean B.
V.
V, yeah.
What letter is this one?
That's easy.
What?
Oh.
Good. Good. Well, you go get dressed and I'll...
From this, I got from the cake.
You did? Was there a cake?
Yes, everyone ate the piece of the cake.
Chocolate?
No, it wasn't chocolate. It might be your favorite kind of
vanilla?
Cake. No.
White?
I think it was
white?
Vanilla.
Was it white?
Mm. Those are colors.
Well, what color was it?
It had one color on the top and one color on the bottom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was either color a chocolate color?
And I
color?
Got one big heart and one of the cakes and one little heart and one of another cake. And I didn't say that other big heart.
Oh, you ate it.
No. It got taken. And I wanted another cake so I could get... So, you know what this heart says?
What?
It says sweetie pie.
Let me see.
See?
It sure does. Oh, it does. Are you a sweetie pie?
No, the baby Ewokin. A baby.
Well, tell me about your, everything you did at the lodge.
I'll tell you what I did at some place.
Okay, what do you call that place?
Well, it's one place that you might like. Well,
it's a great big building, huh? Big house.
No. This thing where they had guns. Well, a lot of guns.
Really?
And the 10 ones.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they were BBs. They had BBs in them. And the Indian guys tried to shoot the food down.
Really?
Yeah. And some milk got up in the trees, caught on the long things on the trees.
The long things on the trees?
Yeah. All those long things.
What were the long things on the trees?
maybe a stick.
Did you do it too?
Huh?
Did you get to do it?
No, I didn't shoot them.
Did Daddy?
I thought that Ross was really going to shoot that thing, that guy's bum.
Really?
He only was trying to do something outside, out of that Indian guy place.
Yeah.
I thought that Ross was going to shoot that one of those babies in his gun, his butt.
Oh my. Well, was there a big fireplace?
No.
Not like that? Nothing?
There wasn't. No. All they had, he was running and I went, "Hi, Dad. Dumpty dum dum. I'm almost in the Sonic." But there wasn't any socks there. One of the bars broke.
One of the bars broke?
Yeah, and we were playing, and I played Sarlacc. It doesn't say be mine.
Oh, well, what did you, when you sat down to eat, did you sit at a big table or little tables?
Big tables.
Great big tables?
Oh, not like our table.
Bigger?
Dad,
you might have
someone.
He doesn't need a little box, okay?
No, what?
I do.
Well,
yes?
When I get tired of when I was on the ice going up the steps from away from the... When we were going down the steps into the bar thingy where I was playing.
The bar thingy.
Sarlacc.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was sleeping a little bit on the ice, and I was walking on the leaves a little bit.
You were walking on the what?
The stuff a little bit.
The stuff?
On the ice with the glass.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Was this outside?
Oh, yeah. This was outside. And when I was in bed one of those times in the Indian gun place, I had a dream of something, but I don't know what it is.
Can't you? Do you want me to stop this?
Stop. That's. put it on and he'll tell that. Okay. The tape will tell us what I said.
Yeah, I know, but I want to hear some more. I want to hear about where did you sleep?
In where Ross was sleeping.
In where Ross was sleeping?
Me and Ross were going to were sleeping in that bed that he was still sleeping.
Yes.
And I got out of the bed one time and I went into that. And so Dad's were down with sleeping. And I didn't know that I was doing this, but I got back in bed.
Really?
Mark, could you go in the other room? I want to talk to your mother for a second, okay?
He said, "Where's that little heart guy?" He had lost his Valentine heart. And I said, "I put your heart away." And he said, "I found it. I found that one that you put away. Now I need the other little guy." He said, "But now I need the other little guy." Very nice sentence. "I found the one that you put away, but now I need the other little guy." This is February 14th, or 13th, I guess. February 14th.
What are you going to do?
Well, maybe we could go to the drugstore and get some attorney
jazz on. Okay. Mark, do you have your coat on?
Besides, we have lots of cards.
Here's your coat on. Just take it in case you need it. Just take it in case you need it, okay?
Well, I already have a
coat. Okay. Everybody ready?
I don't need a coat.
You just take it in the car. You don't have to wear it.
He can
if he wants. You want me to unzipper your sleeves, Mark? Sure, I'll unzipper your sleeves.
I said, don't unzipper them.
Yeah. Sure, I'll do it.
Give me the sleeves on my car.
Right. That's what I mean.
You unzipper.
I'll unzipper them. Sure, I will. Everybody in. Hop in. You hop in too, little darling.
I forgot to brush you guys' hair, and Ross said, "I was wondering about that." And I went and got the brush, and I said, "Here, you guys do your own hair." And he said, "Why? I don't even know how to." Ross, then you could brush your brother, and he said, "I think Mark should brush his own self, because I'm brushing my own self. I think that's fair." Okay, Ross.
Don't you?
He asked Mark, "Don't you think it's fair, Mark?"
Okay, Mark, you going to brush yourself? Has everybody got their seatbelt on?
I do, and so does Mark.
And now Daddy does too.
Could you?
Ross and Mark are arguing about, or discussing who's going to win. I said, "I'm the little brother Ewok, and sometimes I win. I get all the trophies because I'm lighter." And then Mark, he said, "Yeah, but sometimes I win all the trophies." Sort of negotiating back and forth. And then Ross said, "Zill, but sometimes we get two trophies. You get one, and I get one, or we share one if we only have one and they're out of the other ones."
Yeah. What if we won two and two?
And Mark said, but if we won two and two, then we can get two and two prizes, right? Said and rewards, and Marty said, "Because we win every day."
I'm Michael Jackson.
You're Michael. I'm Michael Jackson, and you're Paul McCartney.
Ross said, "You
take the words out of my mouth." And Marty repeated, "Yeah, you just take the words out of my mouth." Okay, guys. Yeah. With Michael Jackson?
No, only one.
Oh.
Michael Jackson.
I see.
The one with Michael Jackson is Say, Say, Say.
Oh, yeah, that was a neat song. Okay,
yeah,
come on, guys.
But-
Yeah, but what?
He made this other one. Uh-huh. It's called I Love You So Bad.
I Love You So Bad? Uh-huh. That's nice.
I Love You So Bad?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Hey, come on with me. Oops, I gotta turn the light off. Daddy left his lights on. That means the battery will run down.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay, come with me this way, guys.
What?
You just punched it and it turned off?
Yeah.
Huh. At least I had those kind of powers. Okay, come on, little darlings. Everybody's all set up, right? Well, how did Marky get his sleeves off?
What?
How did Marky get his sleeves off?
Oh, I zipped them off.
Oh, you're pretty good at that, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Did you brush your hair?
Yeah.
How about your brothers? Did he get brushed?
No, he didn't get turned.
He didn't what?
He didn't get turned.
Oh. But in the time, he didn't care.
Huh? You like to look funny, don't you? Yeah.
He likes to look like he didn't get his hair brushed?
Yeah.
Is that the new style?
I told the boys after this we could go down and have some breakfast. And Ross said, no thanks, we already had our breakfast. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Uh-uh. Mark likes coffee.
Mark does?
I hate it.
Okay. Oh, look at all the Valentine's Day. Hi, how you doing? Yeah, 11 o'clock appointment with Dr. Publica.
Okay, may I ask what your name is?
Ryan McQuinney. I'll come up and put it on your bed, Mark. He said, take this sticker off. And I said, it's not a sticker, Mark. And he said, uh-huh, it is a sticker. And I said, yeah, you're right. And he said, I told you, Dad. This is a sticker we're going to put on his bed. Okay, where do you want it, Mark?
I'll see. I'll put it anywhere I want to put it.
Okay, take that blue guy off. Got that guy off? Okay.
Yeah.
We could take this off and there'd be room there. Actually, there's room right here. You want to fit it right here?
Yeah.
There's room right there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Take this back off. Okay, I'll put it. You push
it.
Wait. Mark, you're going to mess it up. Okay, Mark, if you do that, I'll take it off.
We'll see.
I'll make some room up here, okay? I'll take this guy
off. No, I'll take this guy up here.
Okay.
Do this guy up here.
Okay. Right in the middle. Okay.
Ross might be glad.
Yep, okay, good.
I got a stick of light.
That's nice, Mark. Okay.
Okay.
Good boy.
Okay, let's go down and
get
Ross.
Yeah, and watch curtains, okay?
Oh, okay.